Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Benjamin Franklin, The Religious Life of a Founding Father, by Thomas S. Kidd. Read by Tom Perkins. Introduction. 1787. The Constitutional Convention, Philadelphia. Time dragged as delegates bickered about representation in Congress. Virginia's James Madison insisted that states with more people, including slaves, should possess more power. The small states knew that under the Articles of Confederation, America's existing national government, all states had equal authority regardless of population. Why should the small states give that power up under a new constitution? The convention might have failed at this point. If it had, the country would have continued to struggle under the inefficient, some said feckless, Articles government, or the new American nation might have disintegrated. At this critical moment, the octogenarian Benjamin Franklin took the floor. Calling for unity, he asked delegates to open sessions with prayer. As they were groping, as it were, in the dark to find political truth, he queried, "How has it happened that we have not hitherto once thought of humbly applying to the Father of Lights to illuminate our understandings?" If they continued to ignore God, they would remain divided by our little, partial, local interests. Our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to future ages. This man, who called himself a deist, now insisted that delegates should ask God for wisdom. This was strange. Classic deists did not believe that God intervened in human